Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
And here she is, Gigi LeMaine is hanging out.
Hey.
Last time I saw you, you were in your school uniform.
Whoa.
I know, it was a year ago plus like 5 days. Last time I interviewed you was like on Youth Day.
Really?
Yeah, it was on Youth Day,
I remember, yeah.
And you were going to go and do like a huge performance straight afterwards. Yeah, you were in your school uniform. Yeah. You were hanging. So I'm glad I see you once a year.
Yeah, that's so cool. I didn't even realize it. Yeah, it was a year ago. It was a busy one.
Lots happening.
Year. Yeah.
How was Youth Day this year?
Amazing. We went out to Orlando Stadium as well.
Dope.
To perform there. And then afterwards we went to Detailing to support Java. He also had like a bit of a show there. So yeah, June 16 is like one of my favorite times as an artist.
Yeah, and you run that whole sort of youth space, though. Like, young people really value what you have to say.
Oh, thank you.
And what you think. So I was trying to catch up with what's happened in the past year, and we got lots to speak about.
Yeah.
The first thing I just want to speak about, though, because it is so exciting, is the EP, which is the 7th of July that's going to be dropping.
Yes.
You're taking everyone on quite a journey with it, because your fans have helped sort of the creative process, naming, everything. So just tell me all about it.
So basically, I mean, the EP is, it's called Six, but obviously in Roman numerals.
It's not always easy, those Roman numerals, eh?
They give me
such anxiety.
At first I said IV, and then I was like, yo, Six, I'm so sure. And then everyone's like, no, bruh, like, that's a four, okay? So it went like VI, hashtag VI, and then obviously the crew online is called the Gigi Gang.
Yeah.
So from like creating the stuff and designing it to us deciding what kind of the team deciding what kind of songs go on it, people missing the Gigi that raps, and now there's this Gigi who sings a little now, moving record labels because the previous record label wanted me to sound and look a certain way, and I had to leave and join a new stable that understood how important it was for me to be creative.
But you still went with a big dog. Like,
you really did. Like, yo.
From one to the other.
Yeah, of course. And the nice part, I guess, is that I know my worth as an artist, because as soon as I left that stable, I felt like I always belonged at Ambitious. Like, it was just this thing, man. Every time I'd see an artist, I'm like, why can't they do that for me as well, you know? And when I finally left and, you know, you walk into the stable where your ideas are valid, where people appreciate the fact that you're not just an artist, but you're like a brand, a creative. You want to say something. They rolled with it. So literally the EP is dropping, and then in November we drop the album.
So cool.
Yeah.
So lots and lots has changed.
Yeah.
The other thing that I really dig about following you on social media is that you really are like, you kind of, someone asks you a question, you answer it, and you're not afraid to kind of just share what's on your mind and what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Do you think before you tweet?
Yes, I do think before I tweet.
Yeah.
I'm obviously very, like, opinionated. I'm not the artist who plays it safe, but I'm also not like, but I
rocks
do
in
like
the cupboard
yeah and rocks in the cupboard. I'm not that guy, but I'll probably say something like, for instance, I dropped a 2 tracks yesterday that are not going to be on the EP, but it's like with 2 really amazing upcoming artists. And the one is on the LGBTIQ community.
Cool.
My best friend's gay, and yesterday I was tweeting about how like we got into fights because he was gay and people didn't accept him. And I decided to write the song to him, it just became, the song's called One and the Same. Amazing. It features a queer rap artist. He's like one of the first gay hip hop artists in South Africa, Mr. All of It. And the song came out, it was a smash. So in terms of like personal commentary, I'll make that kind of personal commentary, but I wouldn't like attack anyone's character unless the person attacks mine, because I know I did have an incident at the beginning of the year where somebody did something to me and I felt like I had to protect myself. Like, I honestly did, and even afterwards I apologized, only because this was an older person, older woman, you know, in the African context, people take that really seriously. So, but I still believe that I had to say what I had to say, and only because she attacked my character first.
But now it's all good, right?
Yeah. Now it's like really good. I only come out when I have to, but I'm not like, I'm not one to like start with people for no reason, no.
Well, you shouldn't be. That's a really good thing.
Yeah.
This EP does feature 2B. Well, one of the people that we all are really just starting to love more and more is Londi.
I know, right?
And she's part of the stable too, right?
Yeah. So Londi is this beautiful, like, I mean, attractive. She's older than me, but she's, like, got the heart of, like, a four-year-old. Georgie's always ready to, like, party and, you know, whoop, whoop. Like, she's always ready to have fun.
Yeah.
And the song is, like, really different. It actually, I hope you guys are going to debut it first tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it debuts tomorrow. It's called Twinkle. And everyone's really excited about it because females in hip-hop don't always, like, put each other on. Like, we don't put on other females as much. But I really wanted the song to go out. And the song is, like, it's very, like, inspirational.
Mm.
It's really inspirational. It's you know, far from the, Isagalama, what we just played. And I think people will like this, Gigi.
People are surprised when you kind of say that you like other female hip-hop artists that, like, make news about it. Like, if you say you like Nadi and Akawa, it becomes a whole thing, an article and a whole thing. Why?
I don't know. And the thing is, Nadi is probably... her and I think we'll both agree that, like, I'm the closest female rapper to her. She's the closest female rapper to me because we did have incidents in the past where people try to put us up against each other. And it was literally, like, we had to sit down and talk about it and be like, people are going to try and do this. And we have to remember that we're sisters in this thing. And if you win, I win. If I win, you win.
Mm.
And that's been us ever since. So we support each other openly, you know, or if something bad happens, she'll, like, pick up the phone and call me. I'll pick up the phone and call her. But it's just, like, this thing where people believe that female rappers can't coexist. And that's messed up because we have, like, male lyricists like a Nasty C and Aries and an AKA, and they can coexist. Nobody ever compares them. But when it comes to female rappers, it's like, oh no, you can only like one person at a time, you know, and that's really messed up. But I think Nadi and I are definitely changing the status quo. I know Nomuzi Rouge and Miss Cosmo also work together a lot. And I think, we're just tired of it now.
It's good. It's good. Yeah. It's the time. All right, cool. Hanging out with Gigi. On the other side of this, last time I spoke to you was obviously last year. And the one thing that I really, really dug that you spoke about sort of at the beginning of the year was kind of your battle with depression. And you were very open and honest about it. And there's something really cool when someone as influential as you speaks about something that. So other side of this, we're going to speak about Gigi just being so authentic and letting us into her life and how she does it. It's all on the way.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com. So many snakes they'll be hissing in my face and so many people that be smiling in my face and so many people that be acting like a day one on a stormy day. See the rain never stay calm. Bridges burnt and we learning from that. Oh, mama, want me what see, I'ma be a winner for that. I let it burn when I ride in that Rover. What's wrong, I let life on my ride till it's over. And I steady grind in the land of the rumble. Tell you it's a war in the concrete jungle. Agukolula, agukolula. And I steady grind in the land of the rumble. Tell you it's a war in the concrete jungle. Agukolula. Abangani bashefa ngami, obashega maputa ami, mshabu wazi tupeko zami, inangu pela mapuko ami, nizu pela mapuko ami, nizu pela mapuko ami, nizu pela mapuko ami, nizu pela mapuko ami. Nizo pela mapuko ami, 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 nizo pela mapuko ami.
New Gigi hanging out. I think it's dope. Like, yeah, it's different vibe, mate, but I think it's dope. Yeah.
This is a good song.
You have so much, you've got so much to give. It's like seeing a whole new side of you. It's really cool. Yeah.
Thank you. It's dope. Thank you so much, bro.
Who do you play that kind of thing for first?
Sure. You mean once it's done, like away from the label?
Yeah.
My mommy.
Okay. And she dig it.
I'm like, my mommy tells me if it's going to be a hit or not. Like, she's that guy. I send it to her first, and then she'll be like, yeah. And when she heard this, she was like, oh, it's crossover.
Cool.
You know, you have yourself singing in Zulu as well. Like, you know, my mom's very, like, big on singing, songy stuff. You know, she's always, like, managed to understand hip-hop, but she was really excited when I started experimenting with this sound.
It's dope.
Yeah.
All right, more with Gigi in 4 seconds.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
So like I was saying, I spoke to you a year ago. Since then, you've been very sort of open and honest about kind of everything that you're going through. And one of the things that I saw a little early on in the year was you opening up about your struggle with depression. What was the choice to speak about that motivated by? Because that's a hard thing.
Yo, when Chester of Linkin Park kicked the bucket. Yeah. Like, for me, at that point, I realized how real it was in entertainment. I'd always heard, like, stories about, like, Johnny Depp and Kendrick Lamar on off the record. But nobody had, like, come forward and said anything. So after that happened, like, it was just, like, it haunted me for a couple of days. Because we're in the same spaces as entertainers. We, you know, we go through the same kinds of emotions. And most of the time, like, even when you walk in somewhere, you have, I always say, like, there are three kinds of fans you'll get. So people who, like, pretend they don't know you, but they know who you are and they never approach you. And then there are people who know you and absolutely love you. Then there are people who just, you become an object. Like, never mind that you could be crying and something bad could have happened. Like, that's how much you give off yourself in entertainment. My mom always has a saying where she's like, when you decide to go into music, you become the people. Like, you belong to the people now. And I think that also stirs up a lot of emotional situations. You know, sometimes you're not a person. Like, you give that up in the name of music and wanting to do something that you love, quote unquote. And so after that happened, I started reading up about, like, people in entertainment with depression. And coming from a home that's very, like, luckily my mom is a nurse, she did study psychiatry and stuff, but, like, there's this thing that, like, depression is like a white man's disease. Like, you can't have depression if you're, like, a black person. Like, that's unheard of, you know, culturally. Like, you need to go and, like, burn Impepu and ask for it to be taken away, some, like crazy stuff like that. So I was actually diagnosed at 18 in matric. I was bullied, just like a very bad background, very bad upbringing with abuse and everything else, and my mom had to leave the marriage. So there were lots of things that were going on, and then I've been a survivor ever since. So sometimes I'm on antidepressants, sometimes I'm off them. You know, I read self-help books. I try to find new ways to be happy, literally. And I realized that there were a lot of people going through that, young people more especially within, like, the digital age. I don't know if it's got something to do with the media we're consuming, but a lot of people are suffering from it, and they don't know that they are. And I just decided to talk about it, and it was crazy, Aria, the amount of people that have these light symptoms, you know, and they don't even know it. Like, you just sitting in the dark, not wanting to speak to people, that's already something you should be worried about.
Sure.
You know, you bursting out into tears and not knowing why. You know, that could be anxiety, that could be more than that. And I suffer from anxiety, like mad anxiety. So it was just like things like that. And then when I spoke about it, and then it started trending, and then I realized, yo, this is actually something that somebody had to do. And it made news. So there were a couple of people, a couple of phone calls, confidentially, I can't say obviously, but a lot of people in the industry who suffer from it, who picked up the phone and called me and were like, yo, big ups, thank you so much for that. Because I think for creators, especially in the limelight, it's harder. It's definitely harder.
Because so many people are watching what's happening.
Yeah, and you're always expected to be, like I'm saying, happy, and you could be going through so much, and you're not allowed to feel.
How do you sort of manage and aggregate your relationship with social media so that you get the best out of it? Because there's a lot of people, I mean, there's studies that will tell you how much Instagram will depress you.
Like, yeah, no, honestly, I can totally believe that. And it's so weird that I've developed a thick skin to a point where, like, I Google search myself only because it's so nice to hear somebody authentically saying something about you without having to mention you. So I literally read through the positive tweets, and naturally there'll be like one or two negative tweets. And for some reason, they just don't do anything to me anymore. I think it's, I think you train yourself. You train yourself as somebody who's in the industry to, like, just leave that alone. If that's how that person feels, that's how they feel. So I'm very desensitized to that. Like, you can't say anything to make me mad on social media unless you're like Beyonce and I'm a big fan, and I'm just like really disappointed. Like the lady earlier on this year, like, yeah, I looked up to her a lot. So when she came at me, it was like, wow, okay, yeah, that was the only time I felt I needed to like defend myself. But other than that, man, I do believe social media. I'm not a fan of social media, but I have to do it because, yeah, it is
part of the thing.
I'm a born free. Internet age is big in our, you know,
generation,
and that's how I communicate with people. And they are like really sincere, like nice people.
Mm.
Like, for instance, now we're dropping the EP, and it's crazy the artwork people are coming up with, and you know, the words of encouragement and people like counting down. Those are the people we live for on social media. Other than that, I'm completely desensitized. It would scare you. Like,
sure,
you'll find a tweet and you'll call me and be like, did you see what that person said? I'm like, yeah, I saw it. Keep scrolling.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah.
Listen, you sound like you're in a really good headspace. I mean, I don't know. What would you compare? How do you think you're doing this year versus last year when we spoke?
Sure. Dude, all I'm saying is like, girls are doing really well.
Yeah.
Shekinah, Lady Zamar, Rouge, Nadia Nakai. And I just got this big wake-up call when I realized that, yo, I kind of missed the memo, or like to the tea party where all the girls were like, this year we're going in. So I'm practically like, yeah, getting things together, gotten things together. And I guarantee a lot of people listening that I will be the top female rapper in the country and one of your favorite rappers in the country come this time next year.
So dope. All right, 7th of July, the EP is out.
The 13th of July.
The EP,
we had to push it back.
Cool, that's
because
fine.
We respect Strings and Blings by Nasty C. We'll also be supporting that.
Cool.
So we had to push that back, unfortunately. 7th of July is my birthday, though.
Yeah, happy birthday in advance.
Yeah, thank you. We'll be out at Durban July. Yeah. And 13th of July is that. The EP drop. November, like I said, then the album drops.
Epic.
But in between that, we're dropping. Like I said, we've got an exclusive dropping tomorrow. And yeah, music videos coming up for nice songs.
Everything.
Dude, I am so excited. And the best part is that I get lots of creative control over that. And I've got an amazing team at Ambitious Entertainment.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to them. They saved my life. I never thought I'd actually be able to do this creative thing for a living.
So cool. So cool. All right. Yeah. All the handles one more time.
At @Gigi_Lemaine on Twitter. @Gigi_Lemaine on Instagram. @GigiLemaine on Facebook. Like I said, the EP is coming out. I love people who interact, guys, so please interact. And if you don't tweet,
yes,
that I am dropping, I'm not going to come back to you.
No, I'm going to do it right now. Yeah. We're going
to
do a whole thing.
You need to like cover all of, I need to know you in this with me.
Yes, no, we're going to do it. I want the links, everything.
And Cliff Central, it's yellow.
Yes.
And the album, the thingy key is yellow.
Yeah.
So it's great.
I saw the artwork. It's epic.
Themed, bro. Themed.
Gigi, thank you so much for stopping by. What a rock star. I'll see you again
in a year. Thank you so much. In a year. See you next year. Same time, same place. Same time.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.